Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor McCray with Interceding is What I Do. I'd like to tell you thank you so much for chiming in tonight to hear what Beth says the Lord, to join us on this particular day, on this particular occasion, a divine appointment with God's Word. Amen. We come before you right now. Let's get started. Our main word is going to come from Genesis 22 and 7. Amen. But before we go in to our word, as usual, we begin to intercede for someone, amen, and we'll begin our prayer coming from our very own prophet, Tamala Freeman, with International Prayer Center, amen, the co-pastor, alongside myself, Pastor McCray, again, with interceding is what I do. Hallelujah. Most gracious and loving Father, we come before your throne humbly, Lord God. Lord God, intercede on behalf of others, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we now ask you, oh God, to give us of everything that we have said or done that was not pleasing in your sight, Father. We repent now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, now we ask you, Lord God, as we come before your throne humbly, Lord God. Lord God, someone here needs deliverance. Someone here needs direction. Someone here just needs a comfort, a touch from you, Lord God. And Lord God, we come before your throne, Lord God, asking, Lord God, to touch each and every listener that thought it not robbery to listen in on tonight. Touch them now from the crown of their heads to the very soles of their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, continue to give them a mindset, Lord God, that gives illuminate your character, Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to break down the walls of our heart and hearts, God, that we allow, oh God, to be a sponge, oh God, to take in all that you have for us in this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now for your word, God. We thank you now for Pastor McCray and International Prayer Center, God. We thank you now for Apostle Rush, Lord God, the overseer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to anoint them afresh, God. Continue to touch them, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Continue to use their lips of clay, Lord God, to speak the oracles of you, God, to give your people, Lord God, a right now word according to that which you have divinely prepared for thine people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, look upon each and every listener, Lord God. Lord God, you know their hearts and minds, Lord God. Lord God, give them a teachable spirit, Lord God, that they receive all that you have for them on this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, continue to be a lamp at their feet and a light at their path, God. Continue to build us up in our most holy of faith, God. Continue to unction us to come before your presence, Lord God, that we keep our minds stayed on thee, Lord God, that our character emulates you, Father, the fruit of your spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, faithfulness, temperance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Everything that you are, Father, we desire to be in ourselves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, continue to anoint us afresh, God. Continue to lead and guide us, Lord God. Lord God, continue to lead us upon the word, Lord God, that divinely ministers unto our spirits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that we are nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Lord God. For your word says that we are more than conquerors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we are a peculiar people, a holy, royal priesthood, a holy nation, Father. And Lord God, we thank you for it now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue to build us up, oh God, that we can be all that you have called us to be, Lord God. That we are successful in every endeavor in the midst of the kingdom of heaven, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we love you on today, God. We come before you humbly worshiping you, O God, giving you all the praise, giving you all the honor, giving you all the glory, Lord God, because you alone is deserving of the glory, God. You alone are deserving of the praise and the worship, God. And we thank you now, God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God. We give it all unto you, God, for you alone, oh, God, hallelujah, our ruler, God. You are King of kings, and you are Lord of lords, God. And, Lord God, we have humbly submitted ourselves that you reign in our lives, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you now, God. We thank you now, God, for this anointing, God. We thank you now, God, for the woman of God that's getting ready to bring forth that which you have divinely appointed her to deliver unto thy people, Father. And Father, Lord God, give us ears to hear, O God. O God, remove the veil, O God, that we can receive all that you have for us in this day, God. And Father, we thank you. We want to thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy, God. We want to you for your sovereignty. We want to thank you for your majesty, God. We want to thank you for being omnipotent and omnipresent, God. We want to thank you for being everything to us, God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we praise you, God. We honor you, God. We lift your name, God, Father, for you alone are worthy. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Father, in the precious name Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you, woman of God. We give honor on this day that God is allowing his people to rise up. He's coming with a fresh, coming with an anewed type of understanding, and he's blessing us with everything that he has right now. He's allowing us to have that special gift, amen, to be able to come and stand in the gap for his people, to be able to cry out to him, amen. God bless you, woman of God. I thank God for Prophetess Pamela Freeman on this day of International Prayer Center. My Lord, without prayers and without the functioning of the Holy Ghost, where would we be? Somebody understands what I'm talking about right now. But before I get ahead of myself and I get so excited, I just get excited about what God is doing, amen. I get excited about hearing intercessors standing the gap for someone else. Somebody ought to be feeling an itch right now in their soul. Their skin ought to be crawling like mine is right now. I'm sitting down, but I feel like I need to stand up and give God a Holy Ghost praise, an ugly type of praise right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. As I said before, we are coming to you with the word of God, amen, from Genesis 22 and 7. And the word reads, "And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" You've just heard the readings of Genesis 22 and 7. May God add a blessing to the reader, my Lord, and also to the hearers. I want you to just sit back where you are as you get yourself comfortable to receive what God is having us deliver on this day. I thank God for this word because before my grandfather descended, there were a lot of things that he left behind, and that was also to be able to stand by his mantle and preach the gospel as God has also called me to do. So I've been left behind, my Lord, a lot of inscriptions, a lot of things to be able to teach God's people. And I thank God on this day for it, because it speaks of this language on this day so that you can rightfully be able to divide the word of truth. Amen. Not only that, to go back and listen to this word of God, and also to be able to study. God said to study thyself, to show thyself approved unto him. He didn't say unto man. So when you get this word and you sit back and you allow this word to permeate, amen, into your spirit, man, also go back and check and see what the woman of God is bringing forth, if there is some truth to what she's saying, amen. Also examine yourselves in your everyday living, my Lord. Now, the day is slowly giving way to approaching darkness. That means that the hour is coming forth. As we're speaking right now, the sun is settling and darkness is coming upon us. What happens when darkness comes upon us is it's time for slumber. We gather together with our families. Hopefully some of us are around our table. If not, we're still under the same roof. Amen. We get together at the darkness. And at this time, Abraham is getting together with his family come to this dark hour. Once Abraham makes sure that everything is settled, the father of this faithful being slightly passes through his doorway of his tent. Once inside, he sits heavily on that favorite chair that we may also have, relaxing his limbs. Now, if we all partake of what God's word is, we know that Abraham is an elderly man. So he took his aged eyes and he looks across the room and he looks upon his wife, which is also an elderly woman. Her name was Sarah. And he looked at his wife and then he looked up to the heavens and he said, "Thank you, Lord, for my wife. She has been with me in my ups and my downs. My joys has been her joys, and my sorrows has been her sorrows." Amen. How many of us are blessed to say that we have someone to be able to turn to, amen, to say what I'm going through, you're going through, but at the end of the day, it'll be all right. Amen. What I'm going to say before I continue into this word that God has blessed me with, I want you to keep in mind, there is a missing lamb. That is where our word is coming from, the missing lamb. A faint smile parts his lips as he gazes and he falls upon his handsome son as he looks over. And again, if we listen closely, we might hear the muffle of the prayer. "Thank you, God, for my son Isaac." See, Isaac was his son that they were blessed with when they became elderly. When we reach a certain age, we feel like producing something is not in the nature of God's will. But how many of you know that it's God's will that will design us to be able to do whatever it is God will call us to do? Amen. That is even being fruitful in the flesh, my Lord. It's God that has the final say, so not us. "He is a miracle child, for he was born long after Sarah and I had passed our childbearing ages." This is what Abraham is saying concerning his beautiful son Isaac. "Now the old man slowly raised from his seat, and he walks out into the night for his final moment of meditation. Under the canopy, a starlight of skies, he bent his knees. Before he came, he uttered the words, and a voice rang out from the heavens, 'Abraham.'" How many of you have been sitting in your quiet place or realize that God is saying something to you when they call out your name? Some of us say, "You know what, I thought I heard you call me," but you're not realizing sometimes there are voices from heaven that are ringing out and they're calling out to you, trying to get your attention. And this voice said, "Abraham." And he said, "Behold, here I am." And he said, "Take now thy son, thy only son, who thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto one of the mountains which I will tell of thee." Now, at this time, Abraham did not question what this voice was saying. He was simply obeying what was being told to him. Amen? And when all of this was coming about, Abraham just decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do what this voice is telling me to do, because Abraham was a man of God first, before anything. Abraham said not a word, and he stopped by his servant quarters, and he told the two young men, go, amen, and get yourself ready. We have a long journey that we are getting ready to step out into, so I need you to slumber. I need you to get some good rest, because before daybreak, we have a long journey that we need to set upon.
Mm-hmm.
There were some things that he needed to do. Amen. So with the rising of the sun, we'll see four figures out in a silhouette against the eastern, and it was the Father, the Son, and the two servants that Abraham had already told to get some peaceful rest. They turned and they faced towards Moriah. Amen. This is the place where this voice had told them to set out and to begin to walk towards. So these two young men, they could tell that there was some problems going on within side of this old man, that his brow, that there was some trouble in his heart, but they dared not to ask him what was wrong with him. Sometimes we can look upon our leaders, or we can hear them say certain things, but we dare not ask them what's going on the inside. Why? Because we still have to have faith and know that whatever they're telling us to do is the right thing to do. Amen? So even though these servants saw that there was some trouble on the inside, and they can look on the man of God's face and know that some things were happening on the inside, they dared not ask him. They just were obedient and began to follow the man of God. Now, as they looked upon him the second day out, Abraham still got a little bit slower, and he walked a little bit clumpier. It's like, I see where I'm going, but I really don't want to step into it. I'm slowful about it, but you know what? I know that this voice rang out from heaven, but I'm gonna press on anyway. Sometimes when you know that things are good for you and you don't want to press on anyway, we allow some things to catch up with us, huh? When God sends you out into a place, you are to walk out knowing that God is still with you. He's beside you. He's around you. He's beneath you. He's behind you. Amen. But if we slow ourselves down, we allow slow foot to catch up with us. Somebody will catch that on their way home. But because he decided to press on anyway, on the third day, God brought the mountain into view. The same mountain that he wanted Abraham to take Isaac up on. Amen? Abraham then instructed the servants to take the makings of the altar from their backs of the beast that they had been traveling with. Amen? They were walking, being prepared to do a work for God. Abraham had made sure that his servants were well rested. Abraham made sure that his servants carried everything they needed to build this altar. But when they got to the tip of that, to the bottom of that mountain, before they began to climb, Abraham told his two servants, stay right here. This is a time just for me and my family to be able to say some things amongst each other, amen? He said, I need you to stay right here. Just, I need you to unload all of the things that it will take in order to build up this altar. And I want you to equip my son. And my son is this big, strong, handsome physique. You understand? I can comprehend with Abraham because I have big, strong, healthy children. Amen. So when they took these things, these equipments off of the bulls and the oxes and the asses, amen, and placed them on the back of these his son, amen. He instructed his son, we're going to go up, but I want my servants to stay right here and wait for me. Now, as they descended up on the mountain, it occurred to Isaac that something was missing. I need you to stay with me. Don't allow me to lose you. Stay with me. There was something missing. He remembered that one of the precious worships sojourn that they had stopped by the sheepfold, and they picked out a lamb without spots or blemishes. Now, this brought forth Isaac's question. I see the fire and I see the wood, but where
is the lamb for the burnt offering. Normally, before they begin to walk into a place, amen, they have to stop by. When you're getting ready to make a sacrifice unto God, when you went back in those days, when they begin to build the offer, the altar, amen, for this burnt lamb, they had to stop by the sheepfold and pick out a perfect lamb. But Isaac realized, wait a minute, we didn't stop by and pick out a lamb. So the father simply replied, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. At this time, he can reveal to his son what the voice of heaven had rang out, that I need you to sacrifice your only son, the only one that God has blessed you with. I need you to make him a burnt offering. Amen. So with this in his heart, he was still heavy, but he was pressing on to do what he believed that God had called him to do. Amen. Some of us need to realize, even though we're pressed on the inside, we still need to step out on faith and do what God will call us to do. Amen. Don't let man get in your way. You'll catch that on your way home. The altar was built according to the law, and the fire was blazing, ready to receive the offering. And because Isaac was faithful to his father, he didn't question what was going on. Abraham tied Isaac's hands and his foot, and he lifted up a shiny knife, amen, and as he, before he began to come down to his son, he heard a voice ring out. Abraham, Abraham, harm not thy lad. You don't have to offer him. We just wanted to be sure that you would. There was some testing going on right there. God wanted to know that in spite of how we feel on the inside and in spite of the flesh and what we feel about our family, watch out somebody, God wanted to know that we would sacrifice. This goes back to my old saying, for God I live and for God I die. You need to be careful of the things that you say, because God will put you to the test to some things. Amen. Hallelujah. He looked behind him, amen, and before he began to go ahead, like I said, he heard the voice ring out, Abraham, Abraham, harm not thy lad. You will not need to offer him as a living sacrifice. But see, Abraham knew that I've already built this altar, so I got to offer something unto my father. Right now I'm filled with joy because he did not allow me to destroy my only son. He did not allow me to offer him up as a sacrifice. But it has to be something that I can give to my father to show some gratitude. As he looked behind him, he saw a ram that was caught up in the bush. He untied his son and offered the ram as a sacrifice to God. Somebody understands what I'm talking about. Before you finish, amen, before that breakthrough comes in, we're ready to give up on God. Before that sixth day comes in, we know that it is a seventh day, amen. But before that seventh day, we're ready to give up on that sixth day, and we're ready to give up on God. We're not willing to go that extra mile for God and do what God is calling us to do, amen. There is no sacrifice that we're willing to let go for God, amen. But Abraham was willing to sacrifice his only at home. Hallelujah. Some of us not willing to let go of the things that make us feel good on the inside. But if God provided you with the things that make you feel good, don't you know he will reward you greatly? But if you realize how God operates, there's always a ram in the bush. There's always something standing there waiting to assist the man or woman of God. Just when you thought, I can't take no more, there's always something that God is offering unto you. But that offer only comes when you're actually obeying the will of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Isaac was spared. But the question keeps ringing out in our own personal life, where is the lamb? There is something missing. Man realizes that he was born under the curse of Abraham's sin, and he was not worthy to die for his transgressions. Thus, we keep asking God for a lamb that could lift this curse.
Mm-hmm. At that time, they was wondering who and how the sacrifice was going to come. My Lord. If we just sit down and we wait a while, if we just listen to what God is saying, traveling around and going from ministry to ministry, I realize that everybody is not waving holy hands. Everybody is not doing what thus says the Lord. And then when trouble comes in, they're looking around for a sacrifice. Amen. And there is nothing there. There is a sacrificial praise. Mm. You're not living according to God's standards. You're not sacrificing the things that God wants to get loose from you. Amen. You have to share on some of the extra facts, if I will. Amen. You got to sit down and say, yeah, yeah, I look a little tasty. Uh-huh. They say, well, she's gaining weight or he's gaining weight. He must be living right. No, you, it's not that I'm living right. It's that I'm blessing my God in the right way. Uh-huh. Somebody should have realized you should have been sacrificing. There's no sacrifice going on for the Father right now. My Lord. Jesus. Now, I began to talk to some people, and they gave me some impressions, you know, about how they preach, and they gave me some ideas about certain things to say. But you know what? To God be the glory. God said that I will equip thee. Uh-huh. There will be a ram that will come your way. And I thank God on this day that he's provided me a whole bunch of rams in the bush. Uh-huh. My Lord. And we keep begging God to send us something, but we don't realize he has already done that. Uh-huh. There was a lamb that came to us, amen. Some of us have not even received the lamb of God, amen. This was a lamb, as I can go back into the scripture where Isaac stated that, you know, when you're sacrificing a lamb, this lamb is to be without blemishes. There shouldn't be anything wrong with this lamb. There shouldn't be anything going on the inside. There shouldn't be any infirmities in the blood. There shouldn't be any type of malfunction going on with his limbs. Amen? It needs to be a perfect lamb.
Thank the Lord.
My Jesus. Now, one day, I was sitting down and I was asking God to bless me with some of his wisdom, amen? And he decided to send this redemption lamb. Mm. Now, this is not gospel, okay, this is not the gospel that is according to Mark and Matthew and Luke and John, but according to my grandfather, amen? When I asked my grandfather, he began to show me certain scriptures and certain sermons concerning this, and when he pulled out a book, amen, he began to show me some things, and he said, you know what, when you ask God, you say, you know what, someone asked him, because Abraham was a man of God, why not Abraham to go down as a sacrificial lamb and the redeemer of mankind? And God said, I cannot send Abraham because he lied one day, and I can't use a liar to redeem liars. Another suggestion he was sent by was Moses, and he led the children out of Israel and out of bondage, and perhaps he can lead the sinful world back to you, God. That is what Moses did. But see, Moses did not qualify because he killed the man one day, and I cannot use and send a murderer to redeem murderers, my Lord. It was then that someone recommended David, let him play on his harp, and sing the Psalms, amen, and maybe the men will be removed and returned unto you. And God said that he could not send David because David walked over the rooftop. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Somebody been reading their word. David walked over the rooftop, and he was taking company with another man's wife. Come on now, somebody. I can't send an adulterer to redeem an adulterer. I need a lamb that has never lied to his neighbors. I need a lamb that cannot cheat on the marketplace. I need a lamb without spots or blemishes. My Jesus. We realize on this day that there has been a lamb issued unto us, but it is a missing lamb. there are some things that are going on, amen, that we are missing some things on the inside. God said, I cannot dwell in an unclean place. So there are some things that are going on the inside, and if he can take residence on the inside of you, amen, there is something missing. Jesus. God said, I will send a son. You know, he told Mother Nature, he said, I want you to turn your back a little bit. Turn your head away from some things that I'm getting ready to do. Amen. He went down and he found the Virgin Mary, and he blessed this Virgin Mary to be able to produce and bring forth. Amen. Turn your head, Mother Nature. He blessed a virgin, amen, to be able to give birth. Why? Because with this, that means she's still clean. She hasn't been touched. Huh? There's some things going on. She's still without blemish. So I need this perfect being, amen, to be birthed out of an unclean. Amen. I need her to be birthed out of a clean vessel, not an unclean vessel. So he had to change some things. But we had to respect the way he did it. Why? Because he's God and God all by himself. Jesus. So I have come by here to tell you that the Lamb is here. Don't ask nobody anymore about where is the Lamb. I was here, and he is here, and he is in my heart. Every now and then when we are burdened and heavy and I call on the Lamb, he eases my heavy load. When my friends forsake me, the Lamb becomes my friend and stick closer to me than my natural brother. Amen? Do you know who this Lamb is? Can you feel his presence when he is building up in you right now? Uh-huh. The Lamb is not here. Somebody had better tell me who woke me up this morning if the Lamb was not here. Somebody better tell me who healed my body when I couldn't walk. Somebody better tell me how was I able to sing holy songs unto my Father when I had no voice. Somebody better tell me how was I able to be delivered from the infirmities if there was no Lamb. That said, that young preacher from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, she just getting on my nerve, but to God be the glory. Amen. There are some things that we need to be told. Amen.
Amen.
The Lamb came down 40 or two generations to dwell amongst men. During his 32nd year journey, amen, he healed with the hem of his garment. Lepers was cleaned at his word. Blind eyes were made to see beauty of the sunset. Deaf ears received melody and scattered songs, amen, with the coming of the Lamb. The dead became the living, and the living found comfort, uh-huh, and their encouragement from the words. All of this came from the above, amen. All above the door churches were open, and salvations were made available to all of us. Why? Because at this point, we realized there was the Lamb. Amen? But thanks be to God that he is not dead, that he lives. Hallelujah, he lives. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is my Redeemer and that he lives. I know he lives because dead men can't talk. I know that he lives because dead men can't walk, With him there was a short time ago, but that's all right, because my Father is still my Father. He still rules and reigns over all.
Amen.
I know he lives, amen, because I feel him on the inside, my Lord. I know that he lives because when he called out to Lazarus and told Lazarus to get up, dead men can move. It was the word of God. Every now and then I can feel him moving on the inside of my heart. The Lamb is alive, people. If there's something missing out of your life, check yourself and make sure that the Lamb is still there. He lives in every one of us. We are reborn children of God. He is alive in your heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't feel him on the inside, something is going on. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord, glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Some might ask this rhetorical question, and how can you say on one hand that he died and declared that he lives?
Mm-hmm.
He did die and was buried, amen, in a rich man's tomb. Now, a friend of mine set forth a series of events that followed this. He said that during the next 3 days, Jesus visited the bottomless pits of hell. Satan looked at him and said, "Haven't I seen you somewhere before?" And Jesus said, "I was on the committee that put you out of heaven." When you got out of hand, "I have come now to take back your power." And he took the power from hell and dropped it into the palms of his hand. Amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. He came back upon the tomb of the death, and he said to death, "Haven't I seen you somewhere?" And Jesus replied, "Yes." "It was on Calvary, the hill on the last Friday where you stoned me there. But I come back to take back the sting." And he took the power of death and dropped it into the palm of his hand. And he moved closer towards the tomb of the grave, and he cried out, "You can't leave." He heard the voice cry out to him, "I have the victory." And Jesus said, "No. You had the victory." How many of you know you can be able to talk into your situations? Amen. You had the victory. And he took back the powder from the grave and dropped it into the palms of his hands. But only one Sunday morning, he stepped out into resurrection ground, declaring that all power was in his hands. Shouting power and speaking power and preaching power, all power was in God's hands. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
We need to realize and recognize when there is a missing lamb going on the inside.
Yes.
You need to realize that you have to have some sacrificing going on in order for God to be able to deliver you from something. When you're not willing to let go something, and the demonic forces have gotten a hold of that thing, guess what, my sister and my brother? That demonic thing has gotten a hold of you. But if you let go and let God back it, let God begin to do a thing in your life, you don't have to ask somebody, where is the missing lamb? Because he will be on the inside, ready to fight your battles on the outside.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. My Lord, I want you to carefully examine yourself. Stay before our Father, amen, and asking him for that discerning spirit to recognize the things around you. Because if it's not like God, guess what? He's not in it. There's a missing lamb.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If the things around you are coming into some type of chaotic form and you know that you're serving God with all of your heart, body, and soul, hold on, because there's a breakthrough coming in. God said he'll never see a seed.
Jesus.
Somebody understands. He never had a seed baking bread. So right before, with all the chaotic things going on the outside, know that you have securely brought that lamb on the inside. And as long as you're secure with the lamb on the inside, there's nothing that can touch you on the outside. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. Somebody understand where I'm coming from. Secure the lamb on the inside. But when you secure the lamb on the inside, you have to walk like you got him on the inside. There will be no more flaws on the outside. There will be no more bad language on the outside. There will be no more women with women and men with men on the outside. I'm stepping on some toes right now, but I'm doing what my Father would have me to do. Amen. Somebody is a little confused right now. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to shake up the things on the inside so that my Father can dwell on the inside. Begin to speak those things. Like Christ said, no, amen, to death. You cannot hold me here. He told the grave, you can't keep me here. Speak life into your situation. Send in a gap for somebody. See, God favors those things, and favor ain't fair. I'm telling you right now that I'm blessed and I'm filled with the anointing of his Holy Ghost. Amen. Why do you feel that way, Sister Pastor? Because favor ain't fair, and I'm blessed with favor when I'm going in and when I'm coming out. Somebody understands what I'm talking about. When my situations around me, when they look at me and say, how come you're not reacting the way we need you to react? Because you're not my author, you're not my maker, you're not my beginning, and you're not my end. Somebody feels me right now. Somebody should be shouting at the end of this message, amen? You are to simplify the things, the characteristics of the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
When they see you coming, they ought to see the glory of God. When they hear you speak, you ought to be speaking the things of God. When you're advising somebody, give them godly wisdom. Give them godly advice. Give them godly opinions and keep fresh up out of that thing.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Whenever Smoothfoot feels like he can crawl in, he'll do just that. We need to be enriched with the Word of God. Find yourself a good study Bible and be able to war against some things. Find yourself a good church home and be able to talk to your ministers and join together. He said, when two or three are gathered together for his name's sake.
Thank you, Jesus.
You'll be able to do some things according to what God's Word says so. You'll be able to bind up some things according to God's word. You'll be able to loose some things according to God's word. But you have to be willing to sacrifice. That is our key tonight. That's why we have a missing lamb, because we're not ready to let go of the things of this world. That's why something is missing on the inside. I just can't get it. I can't unction myself unto praises. I can't bring myself into a place of worship because you don't have nothing on the inside.
Thank you, Lord.
Find yourself with a man or woman of God to be able to intercede for you and build you up and allow God to permeate and illuminate some things in your life, to show you some things. Pray for understanding. Pray for discernment. Pray for wisdom. Pray for kindness. Pray for love and mercy. But when you're going through on that sixth day, know that God said that my grace and my mercy is sufficient. As long as you understand that these things are sufficient, you'll be able to go through. You'll know that the Lamb is not missing. You'll know that he's by your side. When the author comes back and you see the footsteps in the sand, you'll know that it wasn't yours because you were wearing size 8 and you saw a size 10.5 and it wasn't yours. That was because somebody was carrying you. That somebody was the living God.
Thank you, Jesus, my Lord.
There's a twitch to everything,
Thank you, Jesus.
When I tremble on the inside and God begins to do some things, all I need is just to know that he has me, amen? When I begin to feel pain that's coming upon my body, I just need to know that he has me, When the husband ain't acting right, I just need to know that he has me, right? When the wife is acting out of order, I just need to know that he has me, When friendships are starting to fall astray and discord is starting to come across his people, I just need to know that my lamb is not missing. I know that he has me.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to you, God.
Jesus.
Don't allow your lamb to be missing.
Jesus.
When you begin to sacrifice unto God, and you just feel a little out of place or out of order, even in the midst of your sacrifice, here comes a ram in the bush. Someone could say, you know what, brother so-and-so, I have an extra $100 and I want to bless you and sow a seed. Amen? And you think, my Lord, how did they know? Because they're in the veins. When you're pumping the same type of blood, when you have the same type of DNA, God won't allow you to be lacking of anything. He will send a lamb from the verse.
Lord Jesus.
Don't let your troubles overtake you, because stress will take you out. Stress is not a part of God's DNA. That's a part of Satan's DNA. When you begin to live right, when you begin to talk right, when you begin to walk upright, I had my sister tell me today, you know what's going on the outside? They see you straddling up, They see a royal priesthood coming forth. They don't see you hunched over. They don't see you with a hunchback, To God be the glory with all that we have and all that we do. He will provide a ram for you, but you have to be willing to sacrifice. You have to be willing to give up some things. There are some lifestyles that you're living that are not like God.
My Lord Jesus.
Don't tell me, well, God will be my judge. He's doing it right now. He's allowing men and women in your life to set you straight. Glory be to you, God. Get your house in order. Allow the lamb to be permeated at the altar of your heart. Sacrifice some things unto God, and God will come along, amen, and bless you with some things with that ram in the bush. He will not allow you to step out, amen, and be harmed by the hands of the enemy. The things that we are set out to do, the things and the trials and the tests that we have are just that, trials and tests, because he needs to know where you are. He will test you like he did Job. He had to move the hedge of protection away from you, amen, and see what you're willing to sacrifice. But once you've gone through, come on, Holy Ghost, once you've gone through that thing, there comes a period of harvesting, reaping what you sow. There's a restoration, amen? God will not allow you to be lacking of anything. Why haven't I lost my house, Because the mortgage is backed up. He needs you to live free just a little while longer. Somebody I'm talking to.
Jesus.
Why isn't my ministry moving? Because there are some things that need to be turned loose out of your way so you can get what God has for you.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Sacrifice yourself. Don't be stagnated or lackadaisical. Get up off of your good old shelf and get your house in order.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
My Lord, glory be to you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be. I bless your holy name on this day, Lord God.
Thank you.
I thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing me to be able to stand in a gap for somebody right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me right now, Father God, to be able to cry out unto you, Lord God. Somebody needs your help right now, God. Somebody needs to hear from you, Lord God. Signs and wonders and miracles, Father God. Show them who you are, Jesus. Let them know that you're here, God. Let them know that you still rule and reign in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for healing power. I thank you right now for being merciful unto us, God. I thank you right now for relationships being mended right now, God. I thank you right now for bringing mothers and sons together and fathers and daughters together and uniting as family right now, God. I thank you for it, Jesus. Lord, I tell you, thank you right now for bringing our children right now into a place where they can be educated and taught, Lord God. I thank you right now for cleaning the streets away from the decay, Lord God. All the drug use, all the prostitution, all of the men and women that are sending out there corrupting our children, God. Thank you for binding them up and putting a hedge of protection when our children are going to the school grounds, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord. Father, there is none like you, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to minister unto your people, to be able to teach what you had to say about a thing, God. I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for my husband and my family, God. I thank you for covering them, God. I thank you for allowing for us to see the God in one another, Lord. I thank you right now for the power for praying wives, God. I thank you for Prophetess Freeman, Lord God. Lord, I lift up Apostle Rush to you, God. Lord, I lift up New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist to you right now, God. I ask that you send a special anointing their way, Father God. Lord, I ask that you cover International Prayer Center like you've never covered it before, God. Lord, I ask that you cover Apostle and Pastor Paul, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you continue to look over Pastor Brooks right now, Lord God, as he sings wonderful songs unto you. Lord, I just magnify and praise you right now. Father, I ask that you look over Minister Hill, Lord God, as she walk boldly, Lord God, amongst your people and teach your word, God. Lift her up right now in a special place, Lord God. Lord, I ask you right now to look over Pastor Noel Williams, Lord God. Look over the ministry with her and her husband right now, Lord God. Send a fresh anointing their way, Lord God. Continue to have them do what you are calling them to do, Lord God. Lord, I bless your holy name right now, Lord God. Lord, I just tell you, thank you for allowing you to stand before your people, God. Lord, I just ask that you look over New Harvest right now, Lord God. Touch the men and women of God in that ministry, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you continue to look over the reverend that descended upon high, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you just have her, just, Lord God, continue to cover her church family, Lord God. Lord, I just lift up right now Pastor Gregory Thompson and his wife right now, Lord God. Give them right now a discerning spirit, Lord God. Shield and protect them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you look over my mother right now, Sharon Edie, Lord God. Just touch her right now and use her in a magnificent way, Lord God. And Father, as I go on this journey, Lord God, if I have to go by myself, continue to gird me, Lord God. Continue to fill me, Lord God. Continue to allow me to distribute the characteristics that you've called within me, Lord God. Continue to have me stand up, Lord God, when nobody would stand for you, Lord.
Yes.
I lift up families to you, Lord God. I break down stronghold blockades and barriers, Lord God. Any imaginations, any principalities, any plan that the enemy set out, Lord God, to exalt itself against you, we bind up in the name of Jesus. Lord, there is none like you, Lord God, and it never will be, because your word said that you are Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end. And I'm loving on you right now, Father God. Everyone that hears this message after we are gone, Lord God, let them be in a place to be delivered, Lord God, and set free from the hands of destruction in the name of Jesus. Lord, I tell you, thank you for this day, God, for there is none like you, Lord God. There is none like you, Lord God. There is none like you, Lord God, for you are worthy to be praised, my Father, and I give thanks and honor unto you, Lord God, for allowing me, Lord God, this special opportunity to carry your word, Father God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah unto you, Lord God, for you are worthy of the highest praise, God. Lord God, and if I have said my last prayer, if I have preached my last word, if I have done all that you have called me to do, Lord God, when I descend in front of you, Father God, as I kneel before you and kiss and hold the precious feet, Lord God, as I hold on to the hem of your garment, I want you to touch the back of my head and tell me, arise, my servant. Well done, my good and faithful child. Lord, I give honor and praises unto you on this day. In the precious, precious Lamb of Nazareth, our only Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask that you saturate all of us, Lord God, with your blood. Wash us as white as snow, Lord God, as we go forth, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory for all and for all that we do. Amen. Until we meet again. this Blog Talk Radio, interceding is what I do. And I am your very own Pastor Priscilla E. McCray. And I will come to you each and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Amen. Please, please, my sister and my brother, pass on the good news of what God is doing. Spread the gospel according to Matthew 28. We are all charged to go ye therefore. Minister to someone and pray for someone and stand in the gap for someone else. Find an organization to get yourself involved in. Help someone, amen? Be able to call out to God for someone else. There are AIDS institutions. There are lupus institutions. There are Alcoholics Anonymous institutions. There are cities where we have substance abuse. There are women and men out there that are being abused. Get yourself involved. Let the lamb on the inside be shown on the outside. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for my prophetess Freeman joining me today. I thank God for 786-754-305. Amen. I saw 310. I thank God for each and every one of you calling. I know that God is operating, and I know that he's doing a just and a right now type of turning around. In the name of Jesus, there are some things that are being restored right now, God. But interceding is what I do. Please join us again on Wednesday at 7 p.m., each and every Wednesday. If you don't have a church home, or if you would just like to visit us, visit International Prayer Center. We're located at 141 Southwest 19th Court in Dania Beach, Florida. Amen. That is off of Sterling Road and I-95, located in the beautiful Cambria Suite Hotel. Amen. We're there on the first and third Sundays every morning for our 11 a.m. service. Amen. We're bringing forth the word of God. Amen. True, uncut, and unadulterated word of God. Amen. We're coming forth to you boldly right now, Lord God. We're asking that the men and women of God just begin to unite yourselves, amen? Begin to join a force, because God is raising up a remnant of people. If he can't use you, he'll move away from you. So allow God to use your things in your life, amen? Begin to do what God has called you to do, as we are doing right now. Again, go with God, be blessed. And I love you. Good night.